time to welcome in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American Report, which covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
You know, I still want to call it the Waterbury Republican. I just do.
Well, how many people know that it was the Waterbury Republican American or the, what was it?
Fewer and fewer. That's the only thing.
As a registered citizen.
Yeah, but anyways.
Yeah, we're ingrained. It's hard for us old folks to change.
That's right.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought.
All right, so.
So, Marshall, I guess you talked about the Great Falls.
Well, a prominent resident of Falls Village sent me a video on Saturday and said, Marshall, I really don't want to talk about this, but is there any way you can post this and talk about it? And it was the original video of anywhere about, I'll say this video had probably between, I would say, 100 and 130 people spread out. On the Great Falls, they had umbrellas, they had chairs, they had tables, they were swimming.
It looked like the Jersey Shore.
And it looked like the Jersey Shore. It looked like they were on a beach. And so I wrote a long article saying, listen, I'm not against people gathering, blah, blah, blah. You know, when I was a kid, yes, we used to go there, sit in the car at the boat launch and sit in the car and have a few beers and look at the falls. I've known too many people when I was in high school that jumped off the falls and did serious damage to themselves. I know the danger of the falls from what happened about 5 years ago when three Housatonic students were swimming and one drowned. And you just know the danger of the Housatonic River in general. It goes back to my high school years when Andrew Casale, one of my favorite teachers of all time, after I graduated, was fishing in the river. And he was an expert fisherman, but he fell and he drowned and he was dead.
That was horrible. That was just a horror.
But you add this up, and people around here know the beauty and the danger of Great Falls. The people that have been coming up to swim in it have no idea. And so I wrote this thing on Saturday saying, you know, you're putting yourselves at risk, but you're also putting our first responders at risk because they're the ones that have to go in and try to save people. And damn on Sunday, if it didn't happen where a kid got caught, couldn't get back, and two adults went out to get them, they got caught. So once again, the first responders had to come in and get them out safely, which they did. And everybody, but it's an accident waiting to happen. And what I don't understand, Ruth, and you maybe you can explain this, is that I think that the selectmen from Salisbury and Falls Village, representatives of first the power company,
First Light,
the Connecticut State Police, and the DEEP should get together quickly and not just put up little no trespassing signs. I mean, really close it off, because we are waiting for a disaster to happen with this. It's just incredible.
And the fact that there are so many people coming is just, it amplifies the opportunity.
They just have no idea the danger of the falls. And then when they park on the road, you realize the first responders had a hard time getting the fire trucks through there to get there. You know, and it happens on the Appalachian Trail too, where people park on the road. So you know, but the Great Falls is a beautiful place, but it's not a beach, and it's not a boardwalk. It's a dangerous, beautiful place.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with you. I think the officials have to get together and discuss this. I mean, it's really very frightening.
And then the pictures that people took after the people left, the amount of trash and food and garbage that was left there was unbelievable.
Oh, really?
On top of everything else, there's that. Oh. Well, anyways, but that's something that we have to watch for the coming week. I just hope everybody gets together quickly, because if this weather doesn't change, these crowds are just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Parking tickets don't stop them from coming. Parking tickets don't stop them from coming.
I guess I'm just too draconian. I would just say, as a former selectman, can't people just say, hey, this can't happen, sorry.
No, it's not their property. It's First Light's property.
First Light's property, that's the issue, yeah.
But Marshall had to keep me from trying to call the president of First Light yesterday afternoon.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I feel sorry for the state police, too, because all they can do is ticket cars. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
Now, if First Light tells them to arrest anybody that's on the property, that's something different. But do you really want to do that? No, you just want people to be safe and not put themselves in danger.
People don't understand it, and it looks so benign until you get in.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that was my big weekend.
Yeah, well, it's been an issue, obviously, for a long time, and it's just getting worse and worse, yeah, because other areas are closed off, so people are coming here to find, recreation and getting out of the hot sun and wanting to party. But as you say, this is not Jones Beach or the Jersey Shore. No. This is dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So all we'll right. have to talk about that with town officials.
Well, the Salisbury Board of Selectmen are meeting today.
They are, so I'm sure it's going to come up.
5 p.m.
And Canaan at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and that was a postponed meeting from a while ago.
That
meeting that they're holding. Also, there's an Ag Advisory Committee meeting in Cornwall tonight at 7:30. I mean, it's not really a busy week.
And they've canceled their Ag Fair this year, yeah, which is unfortunate. And then Cornwall Board of Selectmen is tomorrow night.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, we have another reopening of school meeting. The one from last week was postponed to this week on Wednesday. It's 4:30. Of course, everything is still up in the air as far as what's going to happen when schools supposedly open. If you listen to these meetings and the governor and everybody else, there's just such uncertainty. Parents just don't know what to do, and there's the double-edged sword. I've got to send my kids to school, but it might not be safe, but I have to go back to work. And
I like the fact that our representative, Johanna Hayes, she said to the governor right off the bat, this plan is just not complete enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't send teachers and students back into school with this plan. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that she stood up to the governor of the
and
state.
Said it was incomplete. I also like the fact that she hasn't said, she's not banging on about the... She's banging them. She is saying that the plan is incomplete. She is not getting into the statistics, which is basically these, schools have reopened. You have to reopen safely. That's her thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, as an educator, she's able to talk.
Yeah.
She knows what she's, what it's all about. And then I understand you folks will be live broadcasting to neighbor, am I correct?
Neighbor to neighbor.
The Chair and Playhouse, they can listen to it on radio station?
Here's what we did for them, here's what we decided to do. They're doing these outdoor shows, okay?
Yep.
And what we've supplied them with the amplification system so they can do the shows. We're going to rebroadcast every show they do outside.
Okay.
We're going to rebroadcast it.
Okay.
It'll be, but people in their cars and stuff will be able to hear it because we helped set them up with a device where they can tune to a separate little radio frequency in their cars, so they can sit in their cars and watch the show. Then they can get out, put their masks on, and either go to the bathroom or get some refreshments that'll be served to them. They've done a great job at the Playhouse setting this up, so
they can hear the show in their car
and they can see it at the same time
through your stations.
No, it's a separate thing.
Entity.
It's a separate thing I set up altogether.
Because if it was
through our station, there would have been a time gap, but with the special thing I set up,
okay,
and their sound person who's doing a great job, it works out perfectly, and then we're going to rebroadcast it all after that. So
okay, we sort of got that little bit fuzzy. Okay,
it evolved. That's where it started, but then it became inefficient. So a new plan was made.
I see. Okay, great. I'm glad you explained that. COVID testing in Falls Village last week was very successful. 65 people came. It was, register and come on down and get tested. That was through Charlotte Hungerford Hospital. And I hope they're going to do some more of those. I think people really want to be able to test, and we'll see what happens. And just on the fun side of things, the recreation departments and the Sharon Audubon have teamed up, and they're doing a scavenger hunt this summer for folks.
It started on Sunday. Yep, it started on Sunday.
And it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And a good way to learn about nature and even maybe get out and look around and find some of those things in a safe way. And the Historical Society in Cornwall opened up its season this past Saturday with a an exhibit on women's suffrage. Obviously, this year it's going to be in a lot of places because it's the 100th anniversary of the signing of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote.
And Ruth has a nice story today in Republican America on that.
And it's really it's something to celebrate as we come into another election year and a very important one.
Absolutely.
So,
all right.
We're going to be back on the road again. It was a quiet week last week with the holiday, but I think we're going to be busy
business.
Again.
Back to business.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, Ruth.
So, good to talk to you folks, and stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good luck out there.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio, rep-am.com on the web.